A West Tennessee man was put to death Thursday night at Riverbend Maximum Security Prison in Nashville. Donnie Johnson received lethal injection for the 1984 slaying of his wife, Connie. Supporters had emphasized Johnson's religious awakening while behind bars. WPLN's Chaz Sisk, who was one of the media witnesses, says his final words reflected a spiritual theme.
Donnie Johnson sang hymns for more than 2 minutes as the execution drugs began to take effect. That's after a final statement that included a prayer asking forgiveness for himself and his executioners and an acknowledgement of his wrongdoings. His lawyer, Kelly Henry, said that's how she expected him to spend his final moments.
The singing didn't surprise me. Don really enjoys singing spiritual hymns. So to me, that was, for him, comfort.
The family of Connie Johnson did not speak to the media afterward, but a state official read a statement from her sister. It said that Johnson's execution was just, and it lamented that 34 years had elapsed from Connie's murder to Johnson's death. The execution itself took about 20 minutes to complete, in line with the state's lethal injection protocols. After the sedative took effect, Johnson gurgled rhythmically and issued 2 sharp barks as the second drug, a paralytic, was administered. Johnson did not thrash during the execution, but his lawyer says because he was tightly bound and the view of his body partially obscured, it would have been difficult to see any signs of suffering. For WPLN News, I'm Chaz Sisk.